Okay, so imagine going online and reading something like this about yourself. I think it's fair to call her ugly. She's not a particularly good-looking girl, and she lacks the personality to make up for it. She has definitely lost some weight since a couple years ago, but it doesn't make up for the fact that she's loud, self-centered, and generally obnoxious. Okay, that post on a new college gossip website called Juicy Campus, it really existed. It really happened. It's about a freshman at Princeton. The thread title actually names that student, and it was purportedly written by one of her classmates. The creator of this website, Juicy Campus, says the site's purpose is to enable online anonymous free speech on college campuses, but with subjects like sluttiest girls, who's in the closet, and fattest students dominating the forums, some people say the site has gone a bit too far. Student governments around the country are calling on their schools to block the site, and with two recent threats of violence posted on the site, questions are being raised about its future. Jeff Young has been reporting on the website Juicy Campus for the Chronicle of Higher Education, and he joins me now to talk about it. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, Rachel.
Thanks for being here. So, for people who've never heard of this site, can you describe how it works?
Sure. It's basically a series of bulletin boards, and it's divided up into campuses. And so, like you said, Princeton's one of them, but there are over 125, I think, now campuses. So you could either drill down into one of those campuses, or you can just look at all the campuses combined. So, but students are sort of going to their campus's board and either posting those kinds of examples that you read, or even some of them are actually quite even worse as far as the
That was one that we could actually read.
Right, that one was a little tame, but so they could. The slogan of the site, I believe, is sort of always anonymous, always juicy, and so the board really, this one really encourages people to sort of go and be very far out there in their sort of talk, which some people sort of find offensive.
Now, how prevalent is this? Are a lot of people using it? Have you been able to gauge how popular it is?
It is difficult to know. The one thing, though, I mean, some people are posting and reading, because just like when you go on other sites, you can see how many people have read or voted for a posting. And you can see that there are some that have gotten thousands of readers or votes for whether it's a good post or a bad post. So there seems to be, you know, some traffic here. But it's not, then again, it's not something that's going to be the next YouTube at this traffic rate right now. I mean, it's not millions of people or anything. It's just on each campus, it does seem to cause a stir, because it seems like when it opens up on a certain campus, because it's sort of been expanding campus by campus, that there's a sort of a group of people that sort of start posting about their friends and people they know on campus, and other people flock to it to see kind of what's being said about me.
Okay, so how clearly a lot of the stuff on this site is really malicious. How are campuses reacting to this site? They're trying to get it blocked, but can't students just access it? I mean, I can go on right now. I mean, you can just get it.
It's one of those things where a lot of people, they see it, and they see the examples that we're talking about, where it just says someone's name, and it says someone's name, and it says these horrible allegations. A lot of times probably aren't true. And you just see it, and people have this visceral reaction. They just say, I want to get rid of this. Make this go away. Mm-hmm. And it is one of those things where it's difficult to know what to do, and so there's been a reaction by students. As you mentioned, student governments have been voting for resolutions saying that we decry this website, but we also think the campus should ban it on the campus network. And the campus administrators that I've talked to on those campuses, and Pepperdine University was one of them, where the undergraduates voted against it. Well, the administrators there sort of say, well, that may not even be that effective. They voted not to ban it, so they haven't actually blocked it on any of these campuses, even though the students want them, you know, say that they want it blocked. The administration says, well, it's not that simple. It's the internet, and also a lot of students live off campus in apartments where blocking it on the campus network would have no effect on them.
Difference, yeah.
And also there are ways on the internet to go around. If somebody were to block a site, a savvy student could go through some other channel to sort of find it anyway. And the administrators that I talked to also said that they're concerned, because what if there are a lot of unseemly material on the internet? What if they block this? Does that mean they need to block other things they disagree with?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of a slippery slope, they say.
The whole free speech thing,
thing, of course,
is exactly the site's creator, Matt Ivester, says that's what this is all about. This is just an open forum. But the name of the website is Juicy Campus. I mean, it's clearly a gossip website. Is there something about it that's inviting this kind of low-level discourse?
You know, that's a really good point. I mean, as you say, on the website, it has an official blog, and Matt Ibster, who we've been trying to interview, but he's doesn't always grant those. But he, on the site, has been sort of saying, oh, of course we don't want the kind of malicious behavior that's the most extreme behavior that's going on the site. And at the same time, on the website's postings, I mean, the website's other parts of the site, it makes clear that they, you know, that things are anonymous and that this is supposed to be a site for gossip. And so there seems to be sort of a double speak there about, on the one hand, saying this is the site that is really all about malicious gossip, and on the other hand, saying, oh, please don't do anything that's wrong, mm-hmm. you know, that's illegal or wrong.
And we should say we reached out to Matt and didn't hear from him, but we should read that statement on the blog. It says, quote, keep Juicy Campus the fun place it was meant to be. Please consider whether your post is entertaining or just mean and whether using a person's full name really adds value or if it would be just as juicy as a blind item. Remember that words can hurt and the people you're talking about are real. Ultimately, Juicy Campus is created by our users and we ask that you please take this responsibility seriously. End quote. So he's definitely put it out there, but the gossipy nature of the site, I mean, this it's elevated to a different level, right? There was a young man who was actually arrested at Colgate, correct?
That's right. That was this week. There was a student who posted, and I might have that one here. I mean, the wording of the post was, it seemed to be kind of making it a commentary or a joke about the site. And he said, I wonder if I could shut down the school. This is what the student wrote on the blog on the Juicy Campus site. I wonder if I could shut down the school by saying I'm going to shoot as many people as I can in my second class tomorrow. And it goes on, but he's
clearly
sort of
provocative.
Exactly. And that site was seen by a student, a student who was actually researching the site for her student newspaper, and she saw that on Monday of this week and said, "This." At first, she didn't see it as a legitimate, like a serious actual threat, but she thought it was definitely not funny and concerned her a little bit, and she ended up calling the campus authorities just because she thought they should know about this kind of thing going on the web, and they ended up tracking the local police ended up tracking the person's internet address down and arresting the student, who is a junior, and he was arrested.
Hey, Jeff, stay with us. Would you mind? I've got two more questions for you. If
sure.
You can stay with us over the break. Jeff Young has been reporting on the site Juicy Campus for the Chronicle of Higher Education. We're going to continue our conversation with him in just a minute. This is the BPP, and we're from NPR News. Stay with us. Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project. Hey, you know, it's March 14th. That's Pi Day. What does that mean to you? Well, if you like pie, not the apple kind, but the numeric kind, you want to stay tuned because we're going to talk to some people who are going to explain to us what pie is and what Pi Day is all about. We're even going to talk to some people who are celebrating Pi Day. Also, has the Democratic nomination for president permeated your subconscious to the point where you're really dreaming about Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton? If so, my regrets to you. But there are really some people who are out there doing this, and we're gonna take a stroll through those dreams. But first, we're going to finish our conversation with Jeff Young. He's a journalist who's been reporting on the website Juicy Campus, and he reports for the Chronicle of Higher Education. Jeff, I want to ask you about libel software. I think I read in your reporting, correct me if I'm wrong, that the site actually gives users some instruction about some software that they can download that will encrypt their posts so it can't be traced back to their IP address?
Right. This gets back to the, you know, anonymous nature of the site. And in a way, I think a lot of the site's message is that you can be as anonymous as you want, therefore you can say anything no matter how, you know, out there. And on the site, there have been messages that say things like, you can go on Google and find these ways to mask your internet protocol address or IP address, basically telling students or whoever reads the site, there are tools that you can use to sort of try to disguise who you are so that no one can trace you. Again, I think it's back to that the ethos the site's trying to create of really pushing the envelope and encouraging people to sort of say things that are extreme.
Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen, you think? Is this going to stay up, or is there enough of a scandal emerging that there could be some legal action in the future?
Well, that's interesting. And a lot of the campus administrators I talked to just say that, back to that spirit of free speech, that if you just let this be and if you sort of starve it of attention, that it'll die because people won't go there anymore and it'll just kind of fade away. It's hard to know. I mean, the one thing that's interesting, one of the colleges went and emailed the internet service provider, the hosting company of the site, saying, you know, this site might be violating your policies over what you think is right, and do you really want to be associated with this site? And the Google Ads, which you know a lot of sites use to support their advertising, Juicy Campus was using Google Ads, but then after a letter was sent by one of the universities, Google reviewed the case and actually kicked them off, saying that they were violating their policies.
Okay, well, we're going to have to leave it there. Obviously, a story that we'll continue to follow. Jeff Young, reporter for the Chronicle of Higher Education, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Take care.